Herkese merhaba arkadaşlar. Ben Erdi Özağ. Donanım Haber.com olarak IFA 2015'te Sony standındayız. Burada özel bir röportaj yapacağız. Sony biliyorsunuz Xperia Z5 ailesini duyurdu. Z5 Premium, Z5 ve Z5 Compact. Bu konular hakkında bilgi alacağız. Biz zaten video inceleme yaptık ama bir de Sony'nin gözüyle bu konuyu dinlemek istedik. Yanımızda da Sony'den ürün pazarlama müdürü, ürün pazarlama sorumlusu ya da ürün yöneticisi artık hangisini kabul ederseniz. Diana Hernandez Gonzalez var. Kendisi Meksikalı bir arkadaşımız aynı zamanda. Ürünler hakkında konuşacağız. So Diana, first of all, thank you very much for being with us today. It is really a pleasure for us.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to our booth. And we are more than happy to show you our new lineup here in IFA.
So my first question is going to be about your the Z5 family. So which features makes Z5 family different than the older generation Xperia Z series?
Well, we are bringing the first 4K display in a smartphone. So that's a technology that's brand new, coming from the expertise of our Bravia engineers, working together with our Xperia engineers. And we are more than happy to show a 5.5 inches display that brings all the 4K quality in a smartphone. On top of that, we are aware that probably not all of the contents are 4K now, although we see a trend going that way. We have an upscaling capability, so you can enjoy a better viewing experience even if the native content is not 4K as such.
So do you think 4K screen in smartphone makes sense for the customers?
Yeah, actually we had a lot of research before launching this product, and we know that there's a lot of increase in content consumption of videos and TV series and movies. And also, little by little, we're seeing the trend of 4K increasing with more content being created. So I believe we're kind of the first moving into that area that we see will be a huge trend in the future. So this device will be kind of a very good answer to those early adopters and those people that's kind of in search of this type of innovation, definitely answering some of the demands.
So the reason why I ask that question is it is not so easy to see differentiation or differences between the 4K display and the, for example, Full HD display, because in user interface there's no differences. But if you want to see the differences between the 4K and the Full HD, you have to watch 4K movie, for example, or you have to try to see some pictures in the album application. So on the other hand, some people say that 4K display also affect the battery consumption because it is four times more, provide more pixels density. So do you think it affects battery consumption?
Well, actually, we had a lot of research and development in that area. So if you remember in the previous generation of a series, we already perform or outperform our competitors with a two-day battery life. That's because we are capable of making the battery performance very efficient. So I think before launching this product, that was one of the main things that we were aiming to make sure that was tackled. In the sense of delivering the experience of the viewing in 4K without compromising the battery life. So what we did is we worked together with a kind of a Bravia team to develop ways of improving the efficiency in the battery at the same time as the quality on the display was available. So in this product, we are confident that we'll reach the same standard of the performance that we've been delivering before, and I think we are very happy.
So that means, for example, Z5 Premium has more software optimization than Z5 because Z5 has the Full HD screen and a slightly lower battery capacity than Z5 Premium, but you say Z5 provides 2 days battery, and Z5 Premium also provides 2 day battery.
Yeah, all of them provide the 2 day battery performance, and the reason being, it's one, of course, the efficiency in the function itself and the architecture. But I think, of course, we have a larger battery here. Nonetheless, we had kind of the requirement of doing a little bit more of an architecture and kind of working a little bit more in the Z5 Premium to deliver the same standards as the other one. But nonetheless, the portfolio keeps up that target and that performance in stamina. So I think it's it it just has to do with what the product itself requires, and then we do whatever it's necessary to keep the performance going.
So on the other hand, high resolution means it probably affects the gaming performance, for example. So what can you say about gaming performance? For example, Z5 Premium provides gaming performance as fast as Z5, for example?
I think the gaming performance, it's the same experience in all of them. So
it runs the Full HD resolution?
Well, I think in that sense, the gaming experience, we try to make it seamless. Therefore, I mean, it shouldn't be compromised by any of the products we present now. Yeah.
So what about the Z5 Compact? Because it is my favorite series. Mm-hmm. There is no competition in that segment. Mm-hmm. So for differentiation points, which features makes this phone better than, for example, Z3 Compact?
First of all, we have the new camera module that we present in the whole lineup. So completely new hardware and software working together to deliver an even better experience in creating images. So I think that's one part of the element, how we bring to life a fast autofocus in a camera. It's the first time we are delivering, and it's the first time available in the smartphone area. So I think for people that's really keen to have a better experience generating content, this is the whole family, the new portfolio will deliver an even better functionality in that area. I think another good addition for the Z5 Compact, it's a fingerprint sensor. So this is something that it's all also for people that like this kind of form factor, which is basically playing around with it in your hand. It makes sense to have the fingerprint sensor because it's so natural. We are aiming to position the sensor in a way that's natural and comfortable for the user. So I think the consumers of this type of devices will really appreciate that part.
And also, this device is as fast as Z5, maybe faster than Z5 also, for example, because of the lower resolution. So let's talk about the camera, because Sony makes the best and best camera sensors in the world. But when we look at the Sony smartphones, it is not the best in the market, according to my benchmarks. For example, Samsung Galaxy Note 5, you can take more better pictures than, for example, Z3 Plus, I think so. So what can you say about the camera situation?
What we are doing here is delivering the best in the Z5 series. We are improving, and of course there are differences in terms of release of products, and then therefore the kind of technology works so fast that we are kind of evolving very, very fast. So I think when you try this phone, you will definitely see a high quality output, a very, very good performance in both stills and video. Mm-hmm. So I think it will work to check and test this camera. Mm-hmm. And new camera module completely renewed will definitely deliver good, very, very good results here. So I think it's a matter of generations of cameras, but definitely this one, it's top of the technology in sensors.
So with Xperia M5, Sony launched a new autofocus system. It is really fast. So Xperia Z5 series also has the same autofocus system, or better?
Well, actually, being the flagship, we bring both the hardware and the software at the top of the line. The principle of the system itself is the same, which is a combination of the contrast and phase detection working together. And the performance of the speed in the premium family is 0.03 seconds, which is the fastest in the industry as such. So I think it all has to do with the whole architecture of the product. So the sensor working with the processor and everything going up to the lens part of the hardware makes the experience even better in these devices.
So also some people criticize about your camera system, because only the Sony still does not have the optical image stabilization in the camera system. So you have the steady shot function,
yes,
but it makes stabilization in software optimization. So what can I say about
I think you will need to try this new camera module, because we added one more element to the lens and also a closed loop actuator, which basically absorbs the shock. Mm-hmm. So we are working both in hardware and software part of the architecture in the camera to deliver a very, very good performance. And especially in videos, we have some material that will help you to understand it. It's not just about optical image stabilization, it's the whole proposition itself. And of course, we have the heritage of Handycam and years and years of expertise in here. So I think we managed to have both the exact amount of hardware required with the software that will make the experience even better. Mm-hmm. We have some material to prove that.
So let's talk about the feature with Xperia Z family. We will see the 1 year cycle for product updates, or still 6 months period?
Well, what's our approach here? It's to listen to the operators, to our partners and the consumer, to define when is going to be the next launch for the series or for the product itself. So I think at this point we're just focusing on the announcement that it's been done now, and in the near future, or when we have future announcements, we'll share them when it's relevant. But I think we're not sticking to one cycle itself. We are just hearing and responding as is required.
So my last question is about your software strategy. I think for software updates, Sony is one of the best in the market, because you already give the Android 5.1 to Z1. Mm-hmm. So for feature for Z5 series, when you will provide the Android Marshmallow updates?
At this point, we are still working on the timetable. We will release that information as soon as it's available. But we'll try to bring the end user the best timing possible. So, yeah.
So from top to bottom, which phones from Sony side will get the Android Marshmallow updates?
I think we will start with the Z5 series, and then we will be announcing afterwards the rest of the rollout.
So Diana, before ending our interview, do you want to say something to Turkish customers or Turkish audiences?
Well, we just like to introduce to yourself this great family, and we would like love to see how Turkey receives this great new product, great camera, battery performance that lasts for up to 2 days, and a waterproof proposition that's always our flagship of the communication. So I'm happy to share this with Turkey.
So Diana, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Evet arkadaşlar, bu videomuzda Sony'nin ürün yöneticisi Diana Gonzalez ile konuşmuş olduk. Önümüzde Z5 Premium, Z5 ve Z5 Compact var. Özellikle Z5 Premium'u Türkiye'de piyasaya çıktığı zaman gidin bir markette, teknoloji mağazalarına deneyin. 4K çekimde deneyin derim, çünkü gerçekten de ekranı muazzam bir deneyim sunuyor. Bir sonraki videomuzda görüşene dek şimdilik hoşça kalın. Kendinize çok iyi bakın.